Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Up here on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Jermaine Wiggins, former NFL tight end, Boston diehard sports fan, obviously host on the Greg Hill Show, our Odyssey sister station on WEEI.
He looked sad this morning when I was watching him on their YouTube page.
Are you sad, Jermaine? What is your emotional state right now as a diehard Boston Red Sox fan now that you moved off of Rafael Devers?
So, Wiggs?
I feel like a Dallas Mavericks fan right now. What the hell are we doing here? What the hell? You trade away, you know, arguably a top 10 bat when it comes to hitters right now in Major League Baseball, and you get back some big league chew and some third, you know, some bases. I mean, we didn't even get batting balls back that we can use. When you look at what San Francisco was able to get from Devers, I mean, you're going to get a legitimate bat in that lineup right now. And for us, the Red Sox fans over here, we were making our move. We were able to sweep the Yankees. We took 2 out of 3 from them about a week or so ago, and we took 2 out of 3 from Tampa. We're right in the mix when it comes to wild card, and then you trade away your best offensive weapon for ultimately nothing at all.
All right, let's you kind of reference, like, he's a great, you know, top 10 offensive player. What exactly? We'll get to what happened, because I watched that Red Sox doc, but what exactly is he as a player right now? What was he doing this year for the Red Sox?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, he's leading your team in home runs. He's leading your team in RBIs. When you look at, you know, 200 appearances, he's leading your team in batting average. So he's your best offensive player. He's leading the league in RBI. So when you start to think of what he is to your team, which is a team that struggles and at times sometimes struggles to score runs, you're giving away your best offensive player. And your second best offensive player, we don't know when he's going to be back, in Alex Bregman, because he's been on the IL forever. So as a team, when you start to look at where you are, It just makes no sense to me. And I don't care about the fact that he didn't want to play first base, or he was a little upset because they moved him from third base to DH. I don't care about that kind of stuff. It seemed like they were past that. It just makes no sense. And then you do trade him, and then you get nothing in return.
So where did this go wrong? Because I watched the Red Sox doc on Netflix. I thought it was great. I honestly, because I'm not a Red Sox fan. You know me, I'm kind of anti-Boston sports, but I really enjoyed it. Duran became somebody that I just like him. Like, I'm rooting for the kid. He's not perfect, but I'm rooting for him. Alex Cora, I thought, was a great communicator. Like, that's what came across from me. Devers was not really a part of that, Doc, a lot. More of like an ancillary player. So what happened that led to this, all of this ruckus, like with Bregman, with everything? Like, what happened here?
Well, the one part where you said Alex Cora being a good communicator, that's where it went wrong. And whether that's Alex Cora, whether that's Craig Breslow, whether that's the ownership group, you didn't communicate with your best player in the offseason about the fact that you were going to bring in a guy that was going to take his position, right? And so that's where it went wrong. So you didn't communicate that with him. Who the hell knows what you told him? It seemed like you told him that he was going to get an opportunity to play third base. And maybe you told him, hey, you're going to play third. We're going to put Bregman at second base. You didn't communicate with your best player on what his role was going to be in the offseason, so you could at least cushion the blow a little bit. Let him, you know, cry and pout and do all he has to do in the offseason, so when he rolls into spring training, he's past the mindset of like, okay, all right, they did me dirty, I'm going to move on, and I'm willing to just DH, and that's all you want me to do. That was their problem. And then the other part was they yo-yoed him on it. You said, all right, we want you to DH. He goes to DH. He gets into that groove, and then you're like, well, we want you to play first base, but we want you to play third base, but then we need you to DH. Like, so it was too much back and forth, and I think that rubbed Devers the wrong way, and he got petty about it. And maybe he got to the point where it's like, you guys don't respect me. It's time for you to find me a place that does and trade me.
Talking with Jermaine Wiggins here on the Morning Roast, Bedoni and Chasky. Jermaine, obviously former NFL tight end, Boston diehard, born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. Greg Hill Show mornings on our Odyssey sister station, WEEI, out in Boston. And Jermaine, like, I'm just looking at this from just a fan of baseball's perspective, right? The Red Sox, for most of my life, I'm 32, right? So, but for most of my life, they've been synonymous with winning championships, right? They've had different iterations of that.
That's a crazy sentence.
It is crazy, but it's a reality. Like, and I just look at this team now. Mookie Betts, homegrown guy. Xander Bogaerts, homegrown guy. Rafael Devers, homegrown guy. All of them gone. All of them who have won World Series here. It's kind of baffling. So I just go back to ownership in this regard. Like, how much, and you mentioned Alex Cora, but I go levels above him. Like, how is ownership feeling about this?
Yeah, I'll give you a slight pass on the Mookie Betts because there was reports they offered him $300 million and he ended up going to L.A. for $365. So maybe it was he didn't really want to be here, because if a guy really wanted to be here, he probably, you know, takes the $300 and, you know, or they could have came up a little bit more. I think that was more of a, they wanted him, but he didn't really want to be here, and he wasn't willing to take that little bit of a haircut. So I look at that difference. Xander Bogaerts, they weren't going to pay him the money he was looking for. When you look at Devers, you knew that, hey, he was one of the, you know, top players in the league at that time when it comes to contracts, and ownership, you know, did right by him and gave him this deal. I just think that the relationship got so strained over this offseason, spring training, into the season, where maybe Devers got to the point where he was like, I'm done with this, I want out. Because I feel like if you're the ownership, you don't just give away a player like that. You try to sit down and see if you can work it out. Tell him how much you care for him and you want him, and he's the face of your franchise. And I don't necessarily think that he felt like they did that. And yes, I put this on ownership's plate, but when you start to look at where we are, if they would have communicated with him earlier, I don't think we're in this position.
So where does that leave the fans? Where are they at with the trade itself? Where are they at with ownership currently? You've been fielding calls all day. That's why I was listening this morning. I watched you guys on YouTube on my way into work today. So you tell me, where are the fans at?
Well, the fans are like this, and I love the Bay Area culture. So imagine you drive your nice car, you park it outside the ballpark, and it gets bipped. That's what the fans feel like right now. We are completely frustrated. We're upset. And I guess I don't explain BIP. I learned about BIP and I saw that it's basically where they break your windows and steal your stuff. Uh-huh. We feel like as fans, we've been robbed right now because you're making a push. You get back into the playoff hunt. You're able to sweep the Yankees, your arch enemy. And it looks like you're headed in the right direction. The morale has changed around the team. And then the next thing you know, it completely gets pulled out from underneath you when you trade your best player. And then you get nothing in return. And I think that's the biggest thing right now is you really got nothing in return.
I mean, first Stephon Diggs, now this, Joe. I mean, just a brutal couple week stretch here in Boston, am I right? What are you looking at me like that? It's okay.
Jermaine, we don't know
what was in the baggie.
You brought up the whole getting biffed. Yesterday morning, Father's Day, I wake up to go golfing, you know. I go out to my car, and some drunk driver totaled my truck right in front of my house.
Oh, bro,
I was devastated. So your little analogy, like, really hit home for me. And like,
we got him on camera, though, Jermaine. We got it on camera. That's the important thing. We got it on camera.
I'm pissed.
There you go. Your insurance should be able to cover that. So at least you got it on camera.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, somehow it's my fault if you ask my wife. You know, you shouldn't have parked it right in front of your house. It's like, what?
Jermaine, just, like, talking about Devers, Rafael Devers, the person.
Yeah.
Like, did you have any interactions with this guy? Like, what are Giants fans getting in Rafael Devers, the person? Because we know about that bats. Hell, Clayton Kershaw was on the broadcast yesterday saying he's a top 10 hitter in baseball at worst. So when Clayton Kershaw says that, your ears perk up, one of the greatest pitchers of his generation. But the person, who is the person, Rafael Devers?
Well, I don't know him personally, but based on, you know, everything that his teammates have to say about him, it seems like everybody loves him. He's like, you know, he always has a smile on his face. He seems like a big kid out there that just loves playing the game. And it looks like, you know, there was never any issues of him being, you know, a problem in the clubhouse. And I think you're getting a guy that I think the San Fran players are going to really enjoy. I think the fans are going to love him. He obviously knows what his role is going to be there. And I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, really made it go sideways here is once he settled in on the DH, every time, whether it was the front office or the manager asked about him playing other positions, it was kind of too much of a wishy-washy where if they would have just said, he's our DH, that's all we want him to do, we don't want him to do nothing else, we'll figure out first base and third base, but he's our DH. I think he knows that going into San Francisco, obviously because of Chapman and what they paid him to play third base over there. So it seems like he's going to DH, and that's what he's going to do as a Giant. He's going to go out there, and I think he's going to know that. And the players are going to love him, and I think the fans are going to get a guy that every time he steps up to bat, you know, you're getting one of the best hitters in baseball.
I know. I mean, he's got name recognition. He's got swag. I mean, this is everything we've been looking for. But let's say he does play some first base, because we saw it with the Miami Heat when Butler got here and he was playing nice with everybody. Oh, it drove the Miami Heat people crazy that Jimmy Butler was playing nice and doing all the little stuff with the Warriors. If Devers plays first base and he does it well, how's that going to land with everybody in Boston?
Yeah, that's going to be really a thorn in our side if he happens to go out there and play first base and does it well. I would be shocked if he did, because it seems like he does not want anything to do with first base. You know, he's never played the position. And, you know, some guys, they don't want to go out there and they don't want to be made to look the fool because it's a position that they may never play. But if he does, and he does look good at it, we here as Red Sox fans, we are not going to like that one, believe me.
Yeah, and one last thing on this one, because, like, you know, there's always risk, right? Like, you guys, you know, trade away somebody who had a lot of money left on the deal. You know, there's a lot of money. And we know the back end of some of those $300 million deals don't look so good. What are the risks, if there are any, from the Boston fans that you're hearing right now? I heard this morning some people reference, hey, he came in at camp out of shape. So what are some of the risks inherent with the contract and with the player?
I don't think there's any risk. I think what you're getting is you're going to get a guy you got for the next 8 years that he's going to DH, and all you're going to need him to do is hit the ball. He's only 28 years old. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's going to be, what, 36, 37 years old as a DH? Now, granted, it'd be $28 million you're paying him. But at that point in time, $28 million, you know, dollars for a DH, I know it's a little bit expensive. But if the guy is, you know, leading your team in home runs and RBIs, isn't it well worth it, especially when your team is sitting there, what, second in the AL West and is a World Series contender? I know this. From being in Boston, I am putting my money on the San Francisco Giants to win the World Series, because the last time we traded a player this year, we traded Brad Marchand to the Florida Panthers, and it looks like they're going to win the Stanley Cup. So I'm going to put my money on it that anytime a Boston team trades a player, whatever team he lands on, that San Fran wins the World Series, and I wouldn't be shocked if Devers isn't World Series MVP.
Hey, Jermaine, dog. Oh, my God. Jermaine, dog, I love you. I love you. Stop saying San Fran.
Oh,
it drives me crazy. Give it a Frisco or something. You know, like San Fran. Oh, my God. Come on,
dog. You want me to go? I don't know. Is it the Frisco thing? I told you. I like the Bay Area swag.
I know you do.
So if it's the Frisco thing, then, hey, guess what? He's going to beat Frisco a World Series, and I'm there for it. Just like I was there for. Just like I was there for the movie Freaky Tales, and I'm there for Too Short's new album coming out when he said he's going to bring it back to the 90s, Too Short. So I'm there for all that.
There you go. Hey, Jermaine, we appreciate the time this morning, man. Good stuff.
Tell Greg Hill to smile every now and then. Who was the guy in the back saying it's the worst trade ever and the team is dead to me? Who? What guy was that?
That's Chris Curtis, but the sky's always falling with him, though.
So is with Chasky over here. It's the same thing.
I feel that, though. I feel that, though.
Literally, hey, Jermaine, before you go on,
love you, brother.
This was Joe this time last year on the Giants. This is a drop we have at the station.
I am rooting against the Giants.
That was just a year ago, and now he's on the bandwagon, so there you go.
He's back on. Devers will do that. Devers will get you back on.
Let's go.
Hey, thanks,
Jermaine. Jermaine's got me fired up. Let's go.
There he goes. That's Jermaine Wiggins, host of the Greg Hill Show.
I love that guy.
On our Odyssey sister station on WEEI in Boston, Jermaine is the man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.